I would like to reconvene our meeting. Mr. Harris, would you please introduce our next item?
Item number 8 are uncontested items. There are no staff presentations, but we certainly can answer questions if you have them on any of the permits that are listed.
Do we have questions on yes. What we could do is if we have questions, just at this time say, okay, I have question on item 9, 10, or 11, we'll pull those out.
Yes.
Out of an uncontested item, okay? And that way we can then have a discussion on those items.
I agree.
So which item do you have that you would like to...
I have a disclosure to make. It is not a question, and I do not believe it requires the item to be pulled for a discussion.
Okay, so go ahead with your disclosure.
Okay. Item 11, rescission of waste discharge requirements for Dole Fresh Vegetables plant. That's their Soledad salad plant. I am currently working part-time as a consultant for Teamsters Local 890, where I was employed through 2005. And during my employment there, I bargained with Dole Fresh Vegetables, representing the employees of that plant. Local 890, for which I work part-time as a consultant, still represents the employees of that plant. I have had no dealings with that company in the last 9 years. I've been advised that this is not a conflict, does not require me to recuse myself, but in the interest of transparency, I wish to disclose it.
Thank you, Mr. Johnston. Mr. Jeffrey, any Dr. Hunter?
I have a question on, a very minor question on item 9.
Okay, so we'll have item 9. Mr. Jordan?
Nope, but if you're looking for then a motion to approve 10 and 11, I would so move.
Not quite yet,
okay.
Because I didn't have a chance to myself share my
you.
Views, but I appreciate your efficiency. Mayor Delgado, do you have any of the uncontested items you'd like to pull out for questions or consideration? Okay, so we do have item 9 with Dr. Hunter. So in myself, I have a question in regard to item 9 and item 10. So we will pull those out, clarify the questions, and then we can go ahead with a motion thereafter. So Dr. Hunter?
Yeah, mine is just...
Excuse me, so
yes.
Let's go ahead and do, I believe, the vote on the uncontested item. Get that cleared out first.
So I would move to approve item 11 as per the staff report.
Okay, may I make a comment on that? Are we pulling the items all together, or are we just allowing some questions to be asked?
We're going to remove them from the uncontested calendar, because uncontested means you just accept them and vote. So if
Well, in the past we have allowed for minor questions to be raised, but that's the chair's call.
The reason we're doing this is we have run into situations where the discussion has been extensive and we decided it was better to pull them out, and approve the uncontested and then deal with the other one separately.
And what we can do after, you know, the answering of the questions and clarification, we actually can vote on those and, you know, take care of those today, so it's not as we're going to drag this on to another meeting.
That's fine. I'm just wondering.
So we do have a motion regarding item 11.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Dr. Hunter, item 9.
Thank you. On page 2, I don't know who, let's see, who's Tom Kuchel? Tom Kuchel here? Thank you, Tom. Hi. Just a quick question. On page 2 of your report, the last bullet point there, water supply, well drilling muds. Can you talk to me about that? And I don't, this is called water supply well drilling mud. So this is drinking water wells? Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. So wells used for other purposes, this discharge would not apply to that. So like fracking, this would not, this general waiver for discharge would not cover a fracking well. Is that right?
That is correct. It just covers water supply.
Just water supply. And that's my main question. Thank you.
Thank you. The question that I have on item 9 is that we do have some changes made to the general waiver, and the parties that will be impacted by these changes are well drilling companies, pump repair companies, companies that do perform well efficiency tests and capacity tests. So how are we planning to communicate these changes aside of us making this decision and it gets posted on the website? Do we have any mechanism to notify, perhaps on a county level, you know, these changes, the renewal of a permit for 5 years, and also some of the changes that may impact some of the practices being used?
This proposed general waiver is essentially identical to the existing general waiver, so there are not a lot of changes with regards to those entities. Essentially none. Everything is going to continue as it had.
Certainly, Mr. Chair, if I can make a suggestion, we can certainly send, I'm sure we have an IP list that it would be distributed through, but we can also send copies to the appropriate county department, whether it's Public Works or whoever issues the building permit.
I might add that we also already sent such letters out to all identified interested parties, including current waiver holders and environmental health agencies.
All right. So if you cover the environmental health, you basically cover, you know, the folks who do issue the drilling permits, et cetera. Okay. Appreciate that clarification. Thank you very much. So then on item 10.
So look, I think now they're individual items, so I think you need to vote on.
We can vote on this item. Yeah, so do we have a motion for item 9? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Unanimous. Thank you. So item 10, revision of a waste discharge.
Excuse me. So Jordan, did you do the first? You did the second. Thank you.
Okay, item 10. For the question I have relates primarily to the recycled water. You know, we have heard from our state board liaison in regard to the recycled water programs, and I noticed that the current permit has a maximum of 5.1 million gallon per day. And the current discharge in St. Louis Creek is 1.6 million gallon a day, leaving a potential 3.5 million gallon a day. So could I get a little clarification aside of a discharge well documented in St. Louis Creek, what other amounts of recycled water are currently being generated? I know you use purple pipe for you know, the city parks, and you know, my understanding is also potential recycled water to be used by Caltrans. So if I could get a little bit more background on the aspect of the recycled water.
Hi, it's Katie DeSimone, staff engineer here at the Water Board and former water resource control or water resource engineer for the City of St. Louis working on the reuse project. So I'll speak a little bit on both. As you alluded to, the discharge of water into the creek is actually a requirement as part of a biological opinion.
Correct.
So that it is limited to how much they can recycle. Additionally, recycled water has the challenge that frequently when your highest use in town would be for the recycled water is when the fish would like it the most and the creek flows are the lowest. So it's always a balancing act between when the water is available versus when it's actually has a demand. That said, the city has extensive use around parks. They started it in a phased approach and covered the south end of town quite extensively doing parks. A lot of the new development down near Los Osos Valley Road was put in with purple pipe in mind. Regularly at my desk right now, I see extensive projects for Caltrans, which have actually been moved up in the process faster through Caltrans because of the drought. Originally, they were planning on phasing that in a lot longer, and that has been bumped up. As well, the city is working on discussions about Laguna Lake and the potential to use it there. Laguna Lake is suffering as well. So I think if you wanted any more detail, I'd probably defer to the city, but I do actively get extensions of the project on my desk. They are required to send it to us as part of their expansion efforts, and they are actively pursuing that on a regular basis. I'd say probably once a month about I get a new area for use approval.
So, you know, maybe in my following specific question, perhaps, and I appreciate very much, you know, the willingness from, you know, city to come and help us understand, you know, your efforts on recycled water. With the Caltrans project, ballpark figure on how many, what's the gallonage on that?
9 acre feet.
90 acre feet. Because, you know, one of the challenges that every city experiences with recycled water, particularly when used, for example, for parks, et cetera, is what do you do in the winter months? You know, because it works great in the summer, but in a normal winter year, what do we do with that excess water? So that is there any plan or forward thinking in that area?
I'll turn it over to Dave Hicks.
And thank you very much for your clarifications.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the board. I'm David Hicks. I'm the Deputy Director of the Utilities Department for the City and Wastewater. Right now, with the upgrade from this tentative order, we are looking at maximizing recycled water production. And we are also in our master plan looking at ways of utilizing recycled water when it's not necessarily being in demand from our parks. So in the winter, in those opportunities, we are looking for those things. So we're looking at opportunities to store it in other places for users who might have the ability to store it, ways of getting it into the soil where it might be stored, and our general plan does allow us for us to be looking out on the borders of our city for opportunities there that meet our goals, the county's goals for water, and some of the other things that we know are kind of the bigger picture in water. So maximizing our recycled water, not only at the plant for production, but throughout the community is one of our goals.
All right, and then I'll ask you a question that perhaps requires an uncalibrated crystal ball, but this permit is basically a bridge permit until, you know, you have a new upgrade of the facilities. And any rough timetable in the horizon, are we talking 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Certainly, I realize that it's very dependent on you know, the ability to fund these projects.
I'm gonna defer to Katie and then I'll be right back.
Sure.
So complicating that is actually a quasi not a bridge permit. It doesn't have interim limits or compliance schedules written into the permit because of the requirements for the California Toxics Rule and the implementation for that. So it does have full limits, fully compliant limits within the permit, and because of the existing time frame that has gone on to reach this, they actually have a maximum of 5 years for one portion of the issue that we were dealing with, and then there is an extension available if needed for the other portion. So the city is going to accomplish both at once for economies of scale as much as possible, but on some of this, there is only 5 years for them to achieve that. so.
Thank you.
And I'll add that, that said, that doesn't necessarily affect what we're going to be doing with recycled water. We are going to use it for the maximum potential for the water quality it has. Obviously, there'll be other uses available when the plant's upgraded. So right. It's not going to hinder us in any way, but we are looking, as I think you pointed out, ways of using recycled water during those off-peak times. And I hope that answers your question.
Yes, you, okay. You did.
All right.
So thank you very much for the clarification on, you know, that important aspect. We have the terminology wastewater, I think, is becoming an oxymoron, and there's no such thing as waste anymore. So thank you for your clarifications. So now I would like to entertain a motion for adopting this item 10.
I'll move to approve.
Second. Noted. Mr. Jeffrey, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. Thank you very much.